Okay. The next case is 10,091. It's a Raymond Childs. It's a variance from the minimum acreage to place a manufactured home. And we have this case we tabled, and we have someone to speak on his behalf. Bud, do you have that?
Yes, I have Dawn, our constable, would like to speak to you.
Sure can.
In case. Okay, thank you.
You're done.
Finally.
Hello.
Good evening.
What kind of questions could I help you with on this case? I know there was some confusion a little bit.
We understand the physical problems here. The gentleman's most blind, is that correct?
He's legally blind.
Legally blind.
There's an old home on there that it caught on fire years ago. Looking at some aerial photos, even going back, there was an old mobile home before this one, and I'm on an aerial photo. I tell you, this mobile home that's in question has been there 4 or 5 years, sitting in the exact same spot. He wasn't aware, I don't know, that he didn't have a permit. I come across it because of a violation I was sent out there. So trying to correct this, it's taken him some time to get the money together to come here for this variance. But I did fill out an application. I don't know why he didn't bring it in. He needed two variances. One is a single wide and an AR1. Mm-hmm. And the second one, he doesn't meet the side yard setback.
Okay, so it's going to have to be re-advertised for them.
And it's on the application that I filled out. You can't see enough to fill out the application, so I sat there and helped him fill it out and did the drawing. Did the measurements, the monuments there. Mm-hmm. So I pulled the tape, and he needs a 10-foot variance from the side yard, which he butts up to relatives, and they don't have a problem. The other neighbor on the other side doesn't have a problem with the mobile home sitting there. Mm-hmm. And then we tried for a while. He was trying to sell it, move it, couldn't do either one. So this was his last to try to live there on his family's property. It's just for the variance to so he's got a place to live. His brother, who owns it, is fine with the home being there, as long as if they ever decide to rebuild another house, that he takes it off, which he would have to anyway.
Right. So we're looking to make this work as a 10-foot side yard setback.
He needs a 10-foot side yard.
And
his brother owns property.
It's in the brother's name. Oh, it's in his brother's name anyway.
Yeah, the property's in his brother's name, but it was their mother's property.
Okay.
Dawn, is this the one you made out?
Yes, that's the application.
Okay.
And what I did, I filled it out as not of a acreage variance. I filled it out as a width variance because the width requirement is 24 for a double wide, and he needs an 8-foot variance from the width requirement for a manufactured home in an AR1.
Right.
That's how I filled it out, and he didn't, like I said, I don't know why he didn't bring it in that day.
Oh, so it is a manufactured home?
Yeah, it's a manufactured home.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting a little confused.
It's not a farm.
I've seen it. I remember looking at it now. It's a neat place.
Yes. Well, he's cleaned it up.
Yeah. And the application said it's a variance for a single wide on less than 10 acres, right? But we decided he needed a side yard?
He came in, and that's what was filled out at the counter.
I originally
filled it out for a variance from the width, like we have done in the past here. It's a width variance, how we wrote it up, and the side yard setback variance.
Okay.
That from the 10 acres, it's the ordinance read 10 acres and farm. Well, it's not even farmed. There's nothing
farm
grown on the property.
Right. Mm-hmm. It went with the 6.3 acres in the back?
what is it, two something?
The whole thing's only 3 acres.
This is 3 acres.
Mm-hmm.
But then you, did you mean that it was part of the original larger plot?
No, it's not a, it's, no.
Yeah, when he came in, somebody at the counter filled this out because they thought it was mobile and less than 10 acres. And when she originally went out there before that.
Yeah, so I filled it out.
She filled it out the proper way.
Okay.
So we should really, why don't we table it? Let them file, with no additional charge, file the other application, which includes both requests.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Yeah, and no cost.
Yeah.
But we can't.
That would be interesting.
Consider that for this one.
Well, that one, we better clarify this one. We, you know, I mean, we could deny this one, allow them to file that one.
That's what I'm watching.
That would make it clean.
That'd make, yeah, thank you.
What makes it clean? What makes it
clean it up?
That would make it work.
Yep. So, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny the case number 10,091 and allow the applicant to reapply with the proper request.
And no charge.
No charge.
And no charge. Okay. Excuse me. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and I have a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,091 and to allow the applicant to refile for the necessary variances that he needs at no filing fee. With no filing fee.
He has the application that I filled out.
That's when we need
it. So we could pretty much turn that in tomorrow instead of having him find a ride to get back here to Georgetown.
Sure.
This is it here, isn't it?
You already have it right here.
Except for his signature?
Yes, it's he attached. I went to his house and had him sign a cover page and
good.
I brought it back.
Okay, good.
So it's right attached to that.
Yes.
So you can go ahead and just. Okay. See what the office can do for that then, so he doesn't have to get a ride or someone trying to bring him back.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Thanks, Don. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for all your help with the gentleman.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Good job.
Speak up next time. You won't have to wait so long.
I didn't have to talk tonight.
Okay. Next case is case number